The prosecution sums up its case today in the final phase of the trial of two Libyans accused of planting the bomb which blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. The defense abruptly ended its case yesterday after calling its last witness. 270 people died in the bombing that took place in 1988. NPR's Julie McCarthy is at the trial in the Netherlands. The defense called only three witnesses compared to the scores that testified for the prosecution. What sort of case did those three make for the accused?
Well, Bob, I remember listening to these witnesses thinking, why isn't the defense leading with stronger testimony? These three were minor characters in a complex drama. And they certainly didn't present the defense that lawyers for the accused said they intended to put on, which was that somebody else did it. Namely, militant Palestinians. They said they'd implicate and expose the shady netherworld of terrorism, and it held the prospect for some dramatic new twist. The assumption was that the case would take a month. They took only 2 days, and they put on these peripheral witnesses. One was a meteorologist who testified that it wasn't raining on the day. The prosecution said one of the defendants made a fateful purchase of an umbrella. Well, it's interesting, but it's hardly pivotal testimony. But having said that, the defense doesn't have to prove or disprove anything. They can even win acquittal by hinting at the possibility that others are to blame, by casting reasonable doubt, which they did in cross-examination. But either the defense made the calculation that the prosecution's case won't stand up, or they don't have a case.
The defendants didn't testify?
No, yet defense counsel Bill Taylor repeatedly held out the prospect that his client, Abdelbaset Ali al-Megrahi, would testify, and everyone, including the judges, were expecting to see him in the witness box this week. But veteran court watchers say Megrahi may have been planning all along not to testify. It's highly unusual in criminal cases in Scotland and, of course, in the United States to have lawyers advising their clients to take the stand. It's very risky. There have been shouting matches in this courtroom when certain controversial witnesses got on the stand, and that's, of course, the last impression defense counsel want their clients making on the court.
The relatives of the dead, how they feel about how the trial is proceeding?
Well, the reactions run the gamut. One of the reasons the defense folded its case so quickly was that Syria had refused to turn over documents that the defense claimed were crucial to its case. The defense lawyer said the existence of a document in Damascus had evidence about a German police raid on Palestinian terrorist hideouts in 1988 that could deflect blame from the Libyans. And there are families who really did want to hear about other possible scenarios. Some British families were disappointed, that more information won't come out. Other American families, who are a diverse group themselves, believe that the two men in the dock are the culprit and that the prosecution is doing just fine, thank you. And then there are families who simply don't believe any trial that was arranged by the governments involved was going to reveal the truth of what happened to Pan Am 103 and that it's part of this geopolitical intrigue that will never see the light of day.
Three judges are hearing the case. There's no jury. When do you expect a verdict?
Well, a week to 10 days is the leading estimate. Now, that sounds quick, but these judges have been poring over this evidence for 8 months. So the final legal chapter in what's been one of the longest criminal investigations is about to be written.
NPR's Julie McCarthy at the Lockerbie trial in the Netherlands.